So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you are joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and those who just really create outside of that box, like whatever that means for you. Today, I believe you're going to push the envelope on your own growth when you're listening to this gorgeous guest I have who's joining me. Actually, the show is in South Africa today. So welcome, Jen Duchesne.
Thank you, Erica. I'm delighted to be here.
I am so joyful to share with people that you have these oracle cards and that you teach Akashic records. And, you know, let's just pretend our listener doesn't know what Akashic records means at all and would like to just have an awareness of this and what this could do or bring or change their lives.
I would love to share that. So the Akasha actually is a Sanskrit word for meaning the ethers. And the Akashic records is actually the library, if you want to call it a library. It's a space for where all the elements of your soul are kept, the history, the experiences of your soul.
So when I get an Akashic records reading, what does that mean?
Well, it means that, you know, basically the Akashic records is a divination tool where you get to speak to the Akashic beings of light, which is the highest connection, the information on God is what they call it. And when you get a reading, you ask a question because you're drawing into divination. So it begins with a question. And the best questions to ask are open-ended questions. Why do I feel this way? What is holding me in this pattern, in this pain? What does it mean? You can actually ask anything. You can ask about relationships as long as it's coming from you. You can ask ideas for a book, for your business. You can ask about why am I held back? What am I afraid of? Why is this thing not working? So it's actually whatever you want to know. And you will receive the answers. And the kind of Akashic readings that I do personally is also about the healing. So I will reveal from what I get, why are you feeling this way? What is it about? Is it something from a past life? Is it something from something you need to know, resolve, complete? And then also be able to release that energy, that stuck energy. Because our feelings about feeling stuck are actually real, even though we can't see it. In ourselves, we hold the memory of our past experiences, our programming, and our beliefs. So when you have an Akashic Records reading, you're actually connecting, and you're connecting to your soul, and you're going, help me get to a higher place, a more connected place with myself.
One of the things that shows up for me when you just talk about Akashic records is I get this sort of image in my mind's eye of like yellowed pages of, you know, like an old magic book or something where there's all these like spells being written, but it seems like you couldn't. So I'm confused about, is this something that changes or is this something that is static?
It is both in a way, right? Because there is the container of everything that's ever been and everything that could be, right? But there is also free will. So people say things like you can't change the past, but that is actually not true, right? You can go into your records and have an experience, which is what I do, is which changes the experience or the belief of what you thought it was. So that's how
I absolutely believe that. I've had like experiences where maybe I left a job because the editor was, you know, not very kind.
Yes.
And then when I looked back at it differently and I looked at where how their unkindness allowed me to go to England and learn different things and study different people. And then I think if they hadn't been that contracted being in my space, then I wouldn't have been able to expand the way I expanded. And when I looked at it that way, it was a different way of seeing than, oh, you know, I left journalism because he was a mean editor. You know, it was more like I outgrew that situation. It was just a different, it was like a little bit of a molecular shift of how I looked at it. And then I do feel that it changed it into being like a bigger rightness. Like when I looked at the pattern, I stopped seeing it as wrongness. Does that make sense?
Totally.
And I started being able to see it differently, like more gentle with my past instead of that sort of self-judgment we have. So how else can someone apply the teachings and the Akashic work that you do? What are some other things that people can, I don't want to say like use it for, but use it for.
We'll say that anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what the key is about the Akashic records is when you decide to go to that space, you're actually saying, I'm claiming my freedom. Because the way we change who we are is to become empowered in our truth. So other people may do things that invite us to make other choices, and we can go, oh, they're making me do this, right? Just like the example you gave, oh, they made me leave because I was so unhappy. But that's actually not the truth, right? That's one version of the truth. But when you begin to go, I made that choice, right? I'm doing this because this is right for me. I feel like I'm ready to leave. I'm making the choice. You're shifting the way you live from, you're taking back your power. You're going, okay, I'm done with letting other people decide who I am. And that's really one of the greatest keys of the Akashic Records, is you're changing your contract. You're becoming aware, oh, there are things I can do. I can release resistance. I can, you know, for people, I've done people like, oh, I really need to write this book and I'm feeling stuck. I can't get there. Well, you can release that energy. Maybe you're depressed and you don't know how to get out of it. You know, you can release depression. You can activate gifts. You can actually bring knowledge and gifts from past lives into the present.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yes.
I like that one. Hey, yes. Tell us a little bit about your divination cards for people who weren't on the call with me and Jen before I started the recording. That's all of you. can you tell us about your divination?
Yes, I would love to. So these cards are called the Illuminating Journey cards. They're vision cards, so they're actually like portals. I'll just show one so you can kind of see what it looks like. Each card has a its own numeric energy as well as energy and pictures. So the idea is you go into the cards and you look for what attracts you and see what draws you in and read or travel into those spaces. So this is a form of going into the Akashic Records. You get to travel into a space where you didn't know this thing existed. Because most of us, we wear blinkers and blinders. So we see, we think this is what the truth is, when it's like this, right? How do we activate free will? So these cards actually, you ask the question. It's an unusual in the sense that it contains a lot of ancient wisdom as well as current wisdom. So it's kind of bringing the ancient knowledge back into ourselves, but not in an obvious way. You don't have to go out and learn, what does this mean?
Right.
It just lands. It's kind of what we were talking about when you see numbers, right? You don't need to study it to know that it has a meaning to you.
Absolutely.
And
so I would love to chat with you for about a century, but let's stick on our podcast so that the listeners can be joyfully listening to this one before they listen to the next one. So how can we reach you, Jen Duchenne, and how can we find out more about you and having an Akashic reading and buying your beautiful cards?
Thank you. So my website is jenduchenne.com, which is a great way to reach me. And I'm on Facebook under Illuminate8. If anyone wants to find my Facebook page.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.